Democrat slams Joe Biden for comparing Trump to Goebbels, desecrated the Holocaust. By Joel B. Polak on September 27, 2020. Retired New York State Assemblyman Dov Hykind, Deep Brooklyn, slammed former Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday morning for comparing President Donald Trump to Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. As Breitbart News reported Saturday, Biden made the comparison in an interview with MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle. "He's sort of like Goebbels," he said. "You say the lie long enough, keep repeating it. Repeating it, repeating it, it becomes common knowledge." Ruhle did not appear to correct Biden or to question the comparison. Hykind, who has been a vocal critic of his party in recent years as it has drifted leftward, tweeted, "When Joe Biden compared President Real Donald Trump to the Nazi Goebbels, he desecrated the memory of 6 million Jews who were murdered BC of PPL like Goebbels. It's an insult to my mother's family who were all murdered at Auschwitz. Shame on you, Joe Biden." As the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum notes, Joseph Goebbels was a National Socialist politician and propagandist. He held several roles in the Nazi Party. He served as Nazi Party chief for Greater Berlin from 1926 until 1945. From 1929 until 1945, he was Reich leader of propaganda. In 1933, Adolf Hitler appointed Goebbels Reich Minister for Propaganda and Public Enlightenment, a position he held until 1945. Goebbels was an unconditional follower of Hitler and a radical anti-Semite. Goebbels remained close to Hitler until Hitler committed suicide as Russian soldiers approached his command bunker under the Reich Chancellery in Berlin on April 30, 1945. In his political testament, Hitler had named Goebbels to be Germany's new Reich Chancellor. However, Goebbels rejected any possibility of surrender to the Allies. He had no illusions concerning his fate should Germany surrender. He wrote in his diary in March 1943, "We are already so enmeshed above all in the Jewish question that there is no escape for us." Instead, Goebbels and his wife Magda arranged to poison their 6 children. They then committed suicide on May 1, 1945. Nazi control of public information ended with Goebbels' suicide and the collapse of the regime in May 1945. The Republican Jewish Coalition has demanded that Biden apologize. Few other Jewish organizations have come forward. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.